Big Sight, New Hank, Coco, Big Sir. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. I own a pocket.
It is getting funky because it's liquor license time, my main man.
Yo, yo.
So last night was the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
So I am scrolling through the winners. Okay. Best motion picture, Moonlight, which you still haven't seen.
No.
Okay. Which I did tell you was the best movie of the year.
You sure did. Congrats to Moonlight.
Mm-hmm. Best actress, Isabel Huppert. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Best actor, Casey Affleck. Oh. You know, I was watching, you know what I watched the other night? Good Will Hunting.
It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it in a minute. And
it's a damn good movie.
I actually, okay. Maybe I'm just being stupid. I think Casey Affleck might be a better actor than Ben Affleck.
I totally fucking agree with you that Casey Affleck is a better actor than Ben Affleck.
But
I totally agree. Casey Affleck wouldn't be Casey Affleck if it wasn't for Ben Affleck.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so, yeah.
No, I'm Ben Affleck is a better director, I think, than he's going to be an actor. I think that he has that Clint Eastwood vibe.
So, but Clint was a great actor, if you ask me.
He was. I'm not, and no one's saying,
shout out to Clint.
No one's saying that Ben Affleck is a bad actor. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I think that Casey Affleck is a little bit better. That's all I'm saying. I think he's going
to
have.
I think Ben Affleck is not a good actor, but shout out to Ben Affleck.
Explain why.
I just, you know, it's just pretty much, it's like, I like Michael B. Jordan, I like Ben Affleck, but I always see these dudes do the same, they stay in the same range mm-hmm. with everything they do.
It's even, like a, even with him being Batman.
No matter what he does, like Michael B. Jordan from Fruitvale to Creed. You know, he hits certain moments, but it's always the same. And I like him. I like Ben. Another person is, what's his name?
No, you're saying that these guys just, they're
just naturally talented, and I don't think the depth
but
is
they
there.
But they don't change up roles
right.
that
don't,
much.
They
okay,
don't, they
I gotcha.
Don't fucking, like Jared Leto, he always doing these off-the-wall things, and I think it forces him to be an actor. Right. Like, it forces him to go above and beyond with his range as far as acting goes.
I mean, I'll give you Jared Leto. I'm not a huge fan of his.
No, not at all. But I see, you know, the different levels to, like, okay, even like old Denzel shit. I went back and watched Malcolm X just randomly the other day, and that's 3 hours of the best fucking acting I've ever seen in my life.
That ain't a lie.
Man, I'm talking about, I forgot how good this dude was.
Who's his, like, second in command? Why can't I think of his name?
In the movie?
Yeah.
The actor.
Like, it's
Angela Bassett? What?
No. Like, God damn it. They were talking about... No, I'm trying to think.
He was in Malcolm X?
Mm-hmm. He was like his, like, best friend, kind of.
Best friend, kind of. I mean, Spike Lee was pretty much Shorty was his goddamn best friend for the first half of the movie.
I know. Later on, when he joined, like, the Nation Islam. Who was like...
Well, Brother Baines was like his
not Brother Baines either. It was a young, it was like, what the fuck is that guy's name? He was in like...
What was he in? That's a good one. Yeah. What? I just watched this shit.
What the fuck is that movie where like... something Lyric?
Jason's Lyric.
Okay. Who's in that?
Alan Payne, Bokeem.
Alan Payne. Isn't Alan Payne in Malcolm X?
No.
Oh, okay.
God damn. B, we just took 2 minutes for Alan Payne not to be Malcolm X.
Alan Payne was in fucking New Jack City, wasn't he?
Right.
Okay.
G Money.
Well, here, talk
G
about,
Money.
You know what? Talk about something while I look up who the fuck I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But, then I'm looking at the post on the wall. Shout out to Damien Chazelle because they fucking got the most awards in a night. They got 7 awards last night for La La Land, so shout out to
okay, y'all. What is that? What is La La Land?
Original musical. It's an original musical. Where Ryan Gosling,
like, it wasn't one that was on stage
right,
before.
No, some shit
it's not Fences. It's
right,
they just made up.
Just,
okay,
some original musical that they created for the screen, and they won.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay.
But they tied for the most ever, or either they have the award for the most 7. They won 7 awards last night, so shout out to them. He got best director and best picture. Wait, yeah, I thought he got best picture for La La Land.
They see, remember at the Golden Globes.
Oh, they got musical, they
do drama, and then they have comedy slash musical. Right. So
you are correct. But he won the director over Barry Jenkins, Moonlight.
Why does this look like this? Why is it so fucking big? Why can't I?
I don't know.
Sorry. Huh? There's dogs, guys. So you know. Yeah, Dover and Lindo's in it?
Hell, he was fucking good in that West Indian Archie.
Yep, he was really good in that shit too.
That's what I'm saying, man. I forgot how many people was in that shit. I forgot how good that shit was.
Yeah, that shit was really good. I can't find it. All right. So, all right, going back to it. Motherfucking Deadpool is nominated?
That's who they won against.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, good.
For comedy and musical.
Okay, Emma Stone, because she's in it. Ryan Gosling, he's in it. Best Supporting Actress, Viola Davis.
Yeah, Fences, you won.
All right, Nocturnal Animals, I don't know what that is.
Meryl Streep had a fucking a speech.
Best Screenplay. God, Mao, you're right. La La Land fucking crushed it.
No, they won seven awards.
Jesus Christ. I mean, like, all the big ones?
Because it's rare you see somebody just do a fucking original musical, and it...
No, this is a big deal. The Crown, which I don't even know what the fuck that is, Best TV Series... And that's Netflix.
Yeah.
That's probably a first, I'd assume. I don't want to...
Nah, because Orange is the New Black won something. Like,
oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah, that shit was...
Your boys, Atlanta won.
And that was another one. I was like, you know.
The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Is that the...
That was the shit.
No, was that the Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, okay. FX one. Right. That was the shit.
All right.
That was the shit.
All right. Well, okay, guys. So that concludes...
That covers Golden Globes 2017.
So... Now, every year they say that, well, it depends, you know, the Golden Globes are going to show who's going to win the Oscar. It kind of seems like...
La La Land going to win the fucking Oscar.
I think Moonlight should.
I think that's the two. It's between La La Land and Moonlight.
I think Moonlight
And then it's
should.
Always that one movie that nobody saw with, like, subtitles that fucking comes and just snatches it at the end. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Delroy Lindo, he was.
He was fucking great. Man, go back and watch that movie, man. He was fucking
I might watch it
awesome.
Tonight. I mean,
they should go back and say, Denzel, just for this movie, you deserve. You remember they fucked over him, so that's why he ended up getting it for Training Day.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
They fucked him over for the Hurricane.
Yeah, they fucked him over for the
Hurricane. And here's the thing. They gave it to Russell Crowe for Gladiator,
right.
Which, number one, okay, fine, but anybody could have played that role. Number two, the next year when they gave it to him for Training Day, Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind should have been the winner.
But Malcolm, man, I really
forgot. Who beat him?
I really forgot in that year. That shit
was he even nominated?
Yeah, he was nominated, I think.
Okay. I don't want to take time to look it up unless you have a topic to.
It was fucking amazing. I do have so we was talking about the Golden Globes. So Meryl Streep gave a scathing fucking anti-Trump speech.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's like,
how many more of these are we gonna fucking get?
Oh yeah. So she told, but the main thing that came out of her speech, she took shots at him and shit, but she was just telling the press to hold that motherfucker accountable. Like, just like y'all covering all this shit. So then he tweeted her after that saying, Meryl Streep, the most overrated actress in the history of cinema.
God damn.
He was like, taking shots at me and she don't even know me and all this other shit. Like, man, our president actually responds to people. Like, this is the craziest shit in life right now. Our president, it responds to what's going on NBC. Like, he is at home like, oh, I got something for that. Dun, 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 dun. We don't have to wait on no newspapers. We don't have to wait on no press releases. None of that shit. Trump just tweeting it out like, fuck you, ho. Damn.
I can't. And number one, she's not overrated, by the way.
No, not at all. No, she's not. But that's what I was saying about, like, a Ben Affleck. His younger shit, it was cool. But when you go back and look at that shit, it's not like, oh, my God. These actors are so great. No. The stories is cool and shit, though. But I like Ben as a director. I do. I want to see that new movie. But he looked like the same Ben Affleck. The one with the bootleg or whatever the fuck it is.
So okay.
Even Matt, I think he's a good actor.
Who, Matt Damon?
Yeah, I think he's...
Oh, yeah.
I think he's... You see the depth. You see some challenging going on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I'm watching the movie... And the homie Cole Hauser, he's like the fourth one in that crew.
Yeah.
He doesn't get enough respect. And I don't know what he's done lately, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in him in a minute. You said that. I was a damn.
Yeah, I remember in Higher Learning, he was fucking great. Yeah. Denzel did not get nominated for it, dude.
Damn. That's cold pimping. Maybe that was the big
Denzel did not get.
So who got nominated that year? Let me hear this shit.
Well, I'm okay. Well, okay, hang on. I might be wrong. Well, Tom Hanks won.
Oh, that's who won. Forrest Gump.
No, this is Philadelphia.
No, that's not the same year because he was in Philadelphia with Tom Hanks.
Okay, goddamn it. See, we're just wasting time here.
No, but this is a good one.
Talk about the fucking playoffs.
Okay, let's get to the playoffs.
Hang on. Okay, Houston, Texas. I got it. All right. Ooh, wow. No, 92 is a good year. Unforgiven. Few Good Men. Sin of a Woman. The Crying Game. Howard's End.
Oh, that's who won. Sin of a Woman.
Goddamn it.
He won.
Best. Okay, here we go. Sin of a Woman. Al Pacino. Yep. And he went against Denzel.
Yeah. And that was some bullshit. And I
Pacino. But that's, hey, listen, that's a fucking.
It's a good movie.
Yo, Al Pacino won for Son of a Woman over Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven and Denzel in Malcolm X.
I'm telling you, go back and watch Malcolm X.
Christ.
That motherfucker was flawless.
I'm telling you, go back and watch Unforgiven.
I got it on DVD. I got the collector's edition.
God damn.
But that, I'm telling you, that Malcolm X, that motherfucker, Denzel was flawless.
He was perfect.
That shit was like unfucking. It was so scary how. Just to watch this
he dude just had,
in
like
his
he,
flow. He was in a fucking zone.
I know we always, we go back to the same shit all the time. But I'm saying is that you had said something that I listened to back.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that Malcolm was like in his body.
He was there. He went through that. He went through that process with him. Yeah. Shout out to Denzel.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, Denzel's the best actor ever. He should get, like, he'll get a lifetime achievement.
People can hate if they won't, but I'm telling you, that motherfucker.
And you know what? Anybody who doesn't like Training Day, go fuck yourself. Yeah, that movie's fucking awesome.
Go fuck yourself with your grandmother's spoon out of the kitchen.
Yes, because everybody in that movie is good.
Yeah,
there ain't like
Ethan. Yeah, it's
that even was, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, Mendes. He was fucking great. You know what I always loved about Ethan Hawke? That he never fixed his teeth, and he's a fucking A-list actor. He got some shitty fucking teeth.
I don't know. You consider him A-list?
I mean, you know, he's had his moments where he got nominated for Academy Awards and shit. Like,
all right.
So, you know, you don't really, you stay somewhere on the A. You might be A
he
minus.
Just, he seems like a very.
His bottom grill is
it's real fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like chartered. He like he's been biting bricks.
he always does those independent kind of films.
Boyhood was the last one he did?
I'm sure he's done something since then, but.
No, but that was the big one where it took like 8 years to film or whatever.
12 years,
I'm 12 years, say, yeah. So. Yeah, and he keep his teeth fucked up. So shout out to him for being a real G.
Yeah, his grill.
His grill. I'm telling you. Yeah, man,
what's he doing?
It's like a rat grill.
It's
like,
bad.
Yeah, it's like rat sewer rat teeth.
God damn. Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to you for still doing it, homie.
Yeah. Really.
Right.
Is Jake Hoyle? What the fuck is his name in that movie?
Damn. What is he?
It's. Yeah,
Jake.
Hall. But I think the whole reason is that they called him Jake is because that's what they call the cop.
Yeah. Jakes. Shout out to the Jakes.
Yeah, I get
Shout
it.
Shout out to 12.
Shout out
to the Popo.
Antoine Fuqua, he didn't fucking write that movie, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, he directed, but no.
I can't believe people don't like that movie.
Hate.
That's what it is. You see, V-Ron doesn't like it because she says that shit doesn't happen. And I'm like, you're fucking wrong, man.
You know what's crazy to me? The people from L.A.
They don't like that movie.
No, not even that. They don't like so many different portrayals of L.A. And I'm not from L.A. And the time that I've been here, they've been here like twice as long as me. But I've seen like literally everything I've seen on film in every fucking form on some fucking in L.A. All right, but you're right. They'd be like, oh, that shit ain't. And I'm like, well, I've seen that somewhere.
That definitely happened.
Right.
Okay, maybe not to that extent, but I'm just saying.
Right. I think it's just because, you know, they haven't seen it. And they've seen some bad shit, but I think they're just like, oh, they're over-exaggerating. But it's like, okay, but over there? Yeah, it's happening right now. Somebody's getting their shit pushed in.
Yeah, big time, Holmes.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm going to give you a movie not to watch.
Yeah.
Because I watched it the other day.
Oh, shit.
And I was, like, super excited to watch it because I heard this guy on a podcast. And, like, shout out to you. Good job that you did a feature film and everything. Oh, but shit. It's called Nobody in L.A. Walks. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, that's an interesting idea.
Yep.
The whole concept of the film, I'll give you the log line, is that the guy's broken up with his girlfriend. His friend that's a girl.
Yeah.
They decide, since the first day of high school, they just ditched class and walked around Los Angeles, that's what they're going to do for this day. Because she might move to New York.
So and it's adults.
Yes. And it's I'd say, you know, 29, 30 year.
Nobody in L.A. walks.
And I was really interested to watch it.
And it was a no-no.
It was basically, you could tell they didn't have a budget.
So they just walked around talking and
filming? That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much got that when you kept talking about it. Yeah.
That's exact. Damn. No, the trailer, I'll show you the trailer later, but that the trailer looks good. And it's a cool idea because I walk.
Right, a lot of people. Walking is a thing.
And they take the same metro that I take and everything. So
you know, it's relatable. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
And I always want the underdog to win some kind of way.
The story just kind of fucking ends. And I'm like, so what happens?
Part two. Nobody's still walking in LA. Yeah.
Still not walking.
Still not walking home. Still getting shit pushed in. Part two.
Wait, what's the Tupac song? He's like, part two. Without bitch ass Dre.
Without gay ass Dre.
Oh, yeah.
California Love. Part motherfucking two. Without gay ass Dre. That was a hard. I'm telling you, ain't nobody. Let's get that.
No, straight ball. 2017. No. Still balling.
2017. It's our first Pac mention on the podcast.
Still balling. Remember, he goes straight ball in part two.
Can we give a special shout out to Tupac for winning another year of being the baddest motherfucking rapper?
Can we give a special shout out to Big Syke? Rest in peace,
man. Let me tell y'all something, man. My uncle got a lot of death row history with him. Shout out to my uncle Hurt right now. And I heard some good stories about Syke and some real gangsters. Man, rest in peace to Big Syke.
Okay, him. Big Syke is
original
a guy,
Thug Life member.
Yes, he was original Thug Life. He was part of Thug Life. He's the one who's like, I got keys.
Coming from overseas.
Yeah.
That's Syke. That's Big Syke. Y'all know Big Syke. Thug Life, Big Syke. Bald head dude, tall, heavy set, glasses, gangster. Real OG California look. Rest in peace to Syke. That was Pac right hand.
What did he die from?
I think like some heart shit or something, man.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, man, he was a big dude. I mean, hence the name.
That's like my uncle, Syke. Man. Newports and fried foods. And, man, them dudes get older, man, and they don't do nothing but, you know, studios.
Were your uncle still smoking?
Fucking right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Till the grave shit.
God damn.
Like Pac.
I smoked a Newport to the butt like it's the last motherfucker
like the
left.
Hold on. Okay. Because you smoked a few cigarettes in your day. Pastimes, whatever. You know how like meaningful that line is when you, because it's like, you know, that day he was smoking it, he was probably broke, and like he probably took every puff of that fucking cigarette and was just like, and got to the butt and looked at it and was like, damn, I smoked this motherfucker to the brown, like to the filter, like that's a special moment. That's some visual shit. So y'all won't teach college.
What the fuck song is that from?
I want my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left.
Is it, that's not Little Homies. That's go
last,
on.
Damn, I had it. Fuck.
Come on.
I know I had it too. Fuck.
I lost smoked it. That Newport to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left.
Yeah. Give my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Oh, that's a different.
Yeah, never had a friend like me. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was T-Lish.
Hard ass song.
T-Lish the most bass.
That's a hard ass song.
That's one of his favorites.
Shout out to T-Lish because he got good taste. That's a hard ass song.
That he would always play that for me.
That's a hard ass song.
I want to say that was off of Are You Still Down, which it was posthumous.
The double CD. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard ass fucking song. I mean, really, like put shit in perspective.
Never had a friend like me.
Never had. I was like, God damn, this motherfucker too real for the game. Man, yeah, go listen to some Pac this week, y'all. Fuck all that other shit.
We're back
on our Pac shit. We starting out the new year riding West Side.
Instead of liquor license, it should just be Pac talk.
We hadn't been talking about Pac.
No, you're right.
And,
you're right.
I like talking about the motherfucker, but we had laid off Pac.
No, I know. I'm just waiting on the goddamn movie. When the fuck it's supposed to be for his birthday. Just keeps going out.
His birthday this year. That's what they say.
Oh, okay. How old would he have been?
10 years old. 46, 45, 46.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it is that long, I guess,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Fucking motherfucker, was he gangster?
Rest in peace, Pop. This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo, yo. Y'all know what time it is. So this on some other shit. So we in La La Land. And La La Land just won for Best Musical and all that shit. 7 awards. So I'm going to give a little celebrity gossip type shit. So on Saturday night.
I dig.
Somebody ran up on the OG Jamie Foxx in the restaurant. He was having food at some Hollywood hotspot or some shit. And he said the dude's at the table. Some dude. You know, it's one of them restaurants. It's called Catch. It's like some seafood restaurant or whatever. So it's the new shit. You know how they do.
Probably. What is it, like Malibu?
No, no, no. This one, well, Nobu is in Malibu, but this one is in like West Hollywood. So it says jamming. So, but the thing is, it's not like exclusive. You still can get in there if you got some paper, you know what I mean? Shit like that. So.
This is what, Saturday or
something? Saturday. So okay. They said jamming at a table, some people and shit. So this other dude is at this other table. So it sounded like some rich, just dickhead, like from New York or some shit. And he said, he just kept saying like all kind of shit. And Jamie Foxx was talking. And the whole restaurant is loud. Like every time they talk about it, it's like loud.
Have you been to this restaurant?
No, I haven't. It just opened like a month ago. But the dude was being an asshole. And I'm watching this shit on the news. And they're like, oh. So he like, I don't know if it was like somebody dared him. So he told Jamie Foxx, oh, you don't need to tone down. Shut up. You know, being... And it was like, fuck you, motherfucker. And it started in, like, the big brawl started in a restaurant. Shout out to Jamie Foxx, because people be forgetting. Jamie Foxx is a motherfucking gangster. OG from Terrell, Texas. And we ain't taking no shit in the streets.
He's Steaming Willie Beeman. Right.
And you know, I heard Uncle Luke, then been around. And, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, man, it's a real gangster. And I think people forget sometimes that Hollywood shit, people get it fucked up. Like, yeah, you might have to spray your hair on and shit, but... Man, you gotta fuck. I'm a gangster, motherfucker. I'm an OG. So when you do shit like that, and I heard Jamie like swing on a motherfucker.
People forget, number one, that Jamie Foxx was on In Living Color.
Right.
Like, the guy has been doing shit for fucking years, man.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And he got the Academy Award for playing fucking Ray Charles. He make it do what it do, baby. Just stop
make
being
it do what
like,
it
I
do.
Was. I thought that was gangster, him to steal. Would be willing to get in a scuffle. You know, some of these dudes like get up and like walk away, like, oh, we gotta leave. And it's like, nah, Jamie, like, fuck you, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. And they had a little scuffle. So shout out to the motherfuckers who still have scuffles. Nobody packing no guns and shit. We just gonna scuffle, fight it out in the restaurant. And then they escorted the dude and his table out. So, man, stop being dickheads. You say that. No dickheads for 2017.
Make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do, baby. So I just wanted to give a little gangster for Jamie Foxx.
That's now, okay, I know you're normally into African American movies and things of that nature.
Why can't you be in the movies? Why can't you be in African American movies?
No, you always.
Am I in the African American food? Am I in the African American apples?
Yes.
African American toothpaste?
Yes.
Fucking stupid. Go. What the fuck?
It's
what?
The red Colgate.
Oh, man. Stupid. White people probably use that more than anybody else in the fucking world.
Actually, they probably do. Mm-hmm. No, did you like Ray? Because Luke and I always argued about it. He didn't like it. I liked it.
I'm definitely on your side on that one. Do I think it's one of the best movies? Or do I like it?
No. Okay, hang on.
That's a different question.
All right, what's a better movie, Ray or Walk the Line?
For some reason, I really liked Walk the Line. Like, I'm not going to front.
Joaquin Phoenix was really, fucking I'm fresh not going to lie to
you. I saw that shit in the theaters. Then I bought the DVD. And I probably watched that shit like 20 fucking times.
No, Ray, see, I think that Ray was good. But I think it was like, again, like we always say, like 20 minutes too long.
You maybe know? That has something to do with it.
And it was very churchy and stuff like that. But Walk the Line was like...
Dark.
It made...
I liked
Walk the Line. It made Johnny Cash look like a motherfucking badass.
It was a good vibe. It was a dark time.
And Joaquin Phoenix was fucking... Oh, boy.
You know, on top of that, did you see the Hank Williams one that Hiddleston played?
No.
That one was good, too. I recommend that
was good?
One. That was good.
You know, okay. Out of all these... Uh-huh. You know which one I really like? What's the one with fucking the dude, Big Lebowski?
Which one?
His name? Jeff Bridges. And it wasn't based on anybody. It was like Country Heart or something.
Oh, the one they got nominated for the Academy Award.
Yes,
and shit. Yeah,
that one was fucking really good. That was good.
Go check Hiddleston out in that Hank Williams one. He was pretty good. He this dude from England or wherever the fuck he from. He did a good fucking job.
Yo, they always say the English actors, they do such a better job of being like Americans than Americans being British actors.
That shit is crazy.
You know, like if an American was to play a British role, they don't nearly have.
I'm with you. Yeah.
That. I got into it with somebody the other day that said that Brad Pitt isn't a good actor. I want to kill him.
Now I'm gonna say Ben. I like Ben. I like Ben's work. Ben's not a great actor. That motherfucking white boy named Brad Pitt, hey, that's a good actor, man.
I'm going to tell you, based on looks.
That's a good fact.
I don't model every one of my haircuts off of one actor for a reason.
For a reason, right. I got you. That's a bad actor, man. Even him, though, he's always been a nice looking dude, but he got range. Like, some people just don't have range. It's just, I always see them
so Ben Affleck doesn't have range.
I don't, no, not at all. Matt Damon does have range.
Okay.
Give me another example.
Okay, no, okay. Matt Damon, name a movie that he was not Jason Bourne or Good Will Hunting. Name one that, like, he went out of range.
I just saw, it was that dumbass fucking makeup movie that he did. And I was just like...
Makeup movie?
The one he had all this shit on. It's like a... It's not a comic book, but it's like a fucking Uncle Luke, wherever you at. I know you know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, whatever.
Fucking, so it's like Peter Pan or some shit.
Okay, and he was good in it?
I
like Matt Damon. I'm not arguing that.
To see him. Brothers Grimm. Was that it? Grimm or something?
Yeah.
Like
that sounds familiar, by the
every
way.
Every time I look at Ben Affleck, he wouldn't do shit like that.
Okay.
Like, he had this, you know, like, I'm a sex symbol.
Yo, but I'm saying, like, okay, look, just with Ben Affleck.
Yep.
As a director, he hasn't had a miss.
No, I like him as a director.
He's fucking
not at all. I think he's much, like you said, he's a much better director than an actor. Period.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ. This is, all right, I don't want to do fucking 65 minutes of movie talk, but actually, who gives a fuck?
Right.
What movie do you like better by him? The Town or Gone Baby Gone?
Gone Baby Gone was a badass movie.
But The Town, I think.
The Town was a badass movie. That snuck up on me. That I wasn't expecting to be that. I like, let me tell you what I'm starting. Okay, see? I'm glad you brought up Ben.
Okay.
Ben is great to me.
Acting. He just directed something else too.
That's the one I want to see. The new one. He's like bootlegger. No.
Before that.
Oh, I don't know. But Ben is doing some hardcore shit. Like, I like that he does hardcore movies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doing fucking The Town and all this other shit. Like, some people just fucking pussies, man. I don't know what the fuck they be doing.
Yo, don't sleep on The Town. Nah, oh, Argo. Argo. He did.
Oh, Argo. See, that was great.
There you go.
That was great. And his acting in there was good, but he was great as a director.
Maybe, again, like I said, I'm not a Clint Eastwood guy.
Yep.
Okay, I just earlier said that I loved him in Unforgiven,
right.
But I'm not a Clint Eastwood guy. I'm not into Westerns, really.
Yeah.
But his director...
What about Dirty Harry and all that shit, though, B? This motherfucker used to have scenes where he said, I got you. And I'd be sitting there like, God dang.
We could say Good Will Hunting and Ben Affleck's in it. Like, I mean,
I'm talking about the 70s, man. I ain't talking about no Good Will fucking Hunting, man. What the fuck?
When was the last time you watched Good Will Hunting?
Probably a year ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And someone I always fucking bitch about,
who?
Robin Williams, is so fucking good in that movie. Jesus Christ.
Has range. He got range like Steph Curry. He got fucking range. Ben got caught up in the heartthrob shit of it. So his best days were when he was younger.
V-Ron, she's like in love with this fucking guy.
I don't think he's a bad actor. I just think that he just the range is not there. But
Gone Baby Gone, The Town, and Argo. Those are your fucking movies. His range
as a director is
damn
impeccable right now. I'm with you on that one.
Son of a bitch. I'm telling you, the only dude better than him is the dude who did
We was talking about last episode.
Your boy, yeah,
Gravity. Man.
No, not Gravity.
Sicario.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. God, that motherfucker, man. He's got some shit, too.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Range, J.K. Simmons.
Good point. I get a kick out of...
Look at his headshot. I'm talking about Ben on IMDb. He's like a fucking just a beauty. He's just like, you know what?
Do you think he's a good looking guy?
No, I mean personally, just that's what he presents. Every time I see him, it's like he's being presented as the classic white male actor.
Well, now he got divorced from Jennifer Garner, yeah?
No, I thought he called it off or something.
Huh?
Every time I see a Capital One commercial, I look at her like, I can see what he was into with this.
I don't like her.
I don't think she's nothing special, but she's like cutish. But not like trying to be like,
She's mature, cute woman. I liked her in Juno.
That's a good movie, too.
But I liked her, like, just her character in the movie, you know. But besides that, was she like Alias or some shit? Well, what the fuck was she even known for?
I really don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right, though. It was something. Might have been, was it Alias? Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. Denzel, we got a Mount Rushmore of current actors.
Okay.
Denzel's already there.
There.
Okay.
There.
Brad Pitt.
There. I got it. Hey, nobody gonna tell me nothing. If you watch Fight Club and you could have a cigarette in a
room. I don't like Fight Club, by the way.
See? Man.
He's good in it, but I don't like the movie. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay. Who are the other two that we put up there on that Mount Rushmore?
You gotta go with your boy from You can't never. There will be blood. He's there.
Oh, he's okay. There. He's Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's there.
Yes,
he's right next to Denzel. He's right, there. He's, yeah. He's next to Denzel. He's literally next to Denzel.
Look, like, they can stand next to each other.
Let's figure out the rest of these people, but he's now, next to Denzel.
This is where number four comes down to, like, okay,
damn,
we got a lot of actors.
Them first two, you can't budge. We ain't budging on the first.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Denzel.
Yeah, but I'm putting Denzel. I'm putting Denzel in front.
Sorry. I'm putting Brad Pitt on there.
Okay.
Just because either his role, maybe we can change it. I mean, a lot of people say Johnny Depp. I don't personally think so.
I've heard that argument a lot of times, and I'm trying to.
But okay. So all right, let's say we put Brad Pitt there.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is number four?
Number four wouldn't be Johnny Depp to me, though.
No. Who is it?
Damn. Current. You got
just think box office star like Errol Flynn, like they're gonna go down like that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like that. That
you know who that is, and we sitting over here and we both stupid for not admitting it. But you know who would be third?
Who, Tom Hanks.
I mean, literally. Come on. So 1, 2, 3. Okay. So Hanks is third.
You really think? I got into a whole fight with a guy who said that Tom Hanks is like an awful actor.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Now we both mean, once again, let's press our stupid button. Who would be four? Hands down, who would be four? I don't give a fuck about nothing else. Who would be four? You know who would be four. Mr. Hanging Off the Fucking Airplanes, Mr. Fucking $400 million, Mr. Fucking, come on, B. Come on, let's be honest. Come on.
Who?
The Other Town. We can hate on him. We can do whatever.
Who the fuck are you talking
Cruise,
about?
Cruise, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
Cruise gonna go down in when you really go back and look at it.
Tom Cruise. You know what Tom Cruise is? Here's a metaphor for you, bud. Tom Cruise is like the Stephen King of film. Okay, everybody just thinks that Stephen King writes all
these great. Yeah,
but guess what? He writes a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's not fucking Hemingway. Maybe it's not this. But all of it gets made. He continually does it.
Right.
And Tom Cruise does the exact same fucking thing.
So he would probably be on Mount Rushmore for that.
Wow. You'd put Tom Cruise up there, huh?
You
put Tom Cruise over Brad Pitt.
You're right. Hold on.
We're doing
it on acting, on skills, right?
No.
I'm basing it on acting, star power, like you said, box office receipts,
yes,
everything. He would be up there. He definitely would be up there. There's no way he wouldn't be up there.
God damn.
There's no way he wouldn't be.
I mean, if you went off box office, he'd probably be number one. Him and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he'd be before everybody.
All right, so what do we got?
We got Tom, Daniel, Denzel. We got two D's and two
damn.
T's.
All right.
T-T-D-D.
T-T-T-D. Boy. Like, remember T.T. Boy, the porn star?
Remember T.T. Boy, white man, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got TD.
He had a bent dick. It was like a banana. It was weird. I guess he did some gay
His
shit.
His voice, man. Oh, yeah.
Who, TT boy?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, damn, TT. Like, we got these hoes on me. Yeah. I used to be like, what is fucking.
You really? Okay. Do you really know who TT boy is?
Yeah, it's fucking right. You remember? Because TT boy was.
I thought he did gay shit with Peter North.
Oh, he might have beforehand. But when you remember, he started doing like with all the black porn. So, and the thing about T.T. Boy at that time, he was one of the
first. Wait, what do you mean he was doing, like, he was fucking black chicks?
Right, but he was producing black porn, like, giving black porn stars their own series.
Okay, all right.
And he did, like, all the RG World and all that shit. But he was one of the first people to really start getting in shape and shit. And I used to see him, like.
He was a big dude.
Yeah, but he was a short little fucker. Like, he's a short little motherfucker.
Am I wrong in saying that he had, like, a bent, weird penis?
No, you're not. No, okay. Not at all. So, I would always see him, and he's just this short little, swole up white dude.
Yeah. You saw him in person?
Yeah, all the time. He used to live somewhere in fucking NoHo.
Oh, you should have taken a picture with him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would.
Hey, TT boy, what's up, motherfucker?
That's like Peter. Yo, Luke used to deliver mail to fucking, what's the black dude? The biggest black.
Lexington Steve?
Yes.
Yeah. I still see him all the time.
Is he still fucking or what?
Hell yeah, he's still fucking. What the fuck? How you gonna pay the bills? But it was somebody else. You made me think about it. But you gotta remember, when we first came out here and we see all these people, wasn't no motherfucking camera phones and shit popping off like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good point.
Like, literally, I still had a camera when I came. I remember that shit. Like,
I did too.
The one with the little screen back where you could look at the picture. Yeah, man.
So, does that shit even. I mean, everybody uses the fucking Canon 5D now. Fuck that. For like films.
Yeah.
Not even for fucking pictures. They just use it for like films. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
I like our Mount Rushmore conversation. TD and TD. That's crazy.
All right, so we got Daniel Day-Lewis, Denzel.
Tom and Tom. I mean, we could, and you got, you know,
I mean,
you got some people on the sidelines who like, what the fuck?
Brad Pitt's like,
Cruz
just like,
just passed us.
Brad Pitt's like, just he's crawling up. He's like,
Pitt is the fucking man. But
yo, no, in my mind, Brad Pitt is
there. I understand. Yeah.
And I get people.
And I would have left Cruz off till I started thinking about it. Like, you really can't though. Like,
no
consistency. No. He like almost like Michael Jordan of this shit.
Out of the four people we picked, Tom Cruise has probably grossed more money than the three of them combined together.
Yeah. And he's probably consistently not disappeared for years at a time like Daniel Day does sometimes and like but Denzel that, would do sometimes.
Yep.
Tom, like, fuck it, let's do it. Let's hang off a plane. Let's fucking blow something up.
That motherfucker's got to almost be, what, 56, 57? I mean,
but the Scientology say he's Jesus, so maybe he's like 2 years old, newborn. Maybe he just was born again at the beginning of the new year.
I want to watch. I heard that fucking documentary is really good, the Scientology one. Yeah, I haven't.
I want to check that out, too.
Yeah, I never saw that. Okay, well, we spent 35 minutes on movie talk.
Hey, and it feel good. This year, we're not saying we're not spending time. You send me that on the text.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Shout out to T-Liz. She listening.
Fuck. We'll talk about Tupac all day. I don't give a fuck.
T-Liz said, motherfucker, you ain't never
had a
friend like me.
Son. Yo, smoke that Newport to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left. All right.
What's up with them playoffs, man? Come all right, on, man. Give me something really
pissed. This was a really shitty wild card weekend.
See, that's what, man, Hold on, can I say this? Am I the only person?
You can say whatever you want.
Who don't get to watch football like on a regular basis like I should. But even the shitty games, it's always something good in a shitty game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
look at a,
you always gonna see something you'd be like, I'm glad I watched this shitty ass game.
I'm going to prove this to you because keep talking, please.
What? Okay.
Black gentleman.
Oh shit.
This is Mike Pence here, and I
Oh my God, Pence, what is this?
Ooh,
Mike Pence is just brought
I'm telling you that is killer.
The Black House from San Diego, California.
Damn.
Modern Times beer. It's shit called Nitro with coffee, coconut, and
no, cocoa. That's just called Crypto Chronic Cadillac.
That shit is CCNC.
It's called Death. It's called that. That shit don't even sound enticing.
That shit don't even. For your best results, just pull hard, baby.
All right, check this out.
Let me hear this shit.
All right. So these are the scores of the games.
Okay.
And you tell me how exciting they are. 14-27.
Boom. Which one was that?
Oakland, Houston.
Okay.
All right. My boys.
Two backup quarterbacks, right?
6-26.
And I bet that was still an exciting ass game.
No. Miami, Pittsburgh, 12-30.
See, but I ain't watch. Okay. The
okay.
Playoffs,
just hang.
I'm not watching regular season games.
I'm going to make a point here.
Okay.
So, okay.
Okay.
The next game, Giants, Green Bay, 13-38. I'm saying is that they're not even close.
But
they weren't even fucking close.
But point being, the playoffs I watch for different. I want to see close regular season games. The playoffs.
No, this next week will be close games. These were dog shit.
I don't really care
games.
About the close in the playoffs. I just want to see motherfuckers go out there and beat the shit out of. Like, I'd rather see those kind of games. Like, I want to. Who's Atlanta playing? Green. Your team.
Hold up. We're going to get into
oh,
it.
Oh, shit. I'm going to hold up.
Okay.
Go ahead. You stop me because I was ready to go.
Okay. That'll be the last one. All right, so now we got Green Bay going to Dallas. Who wins?
Green Bay in Dallas.
I would agree.
That white dude, let me say something. Let me take 2 minutes. I'm going to tell y'all something.
So I'm going to count it down.
I came home.
See if it's 2 minutes.
I came home, and I'm watching the late SportsCenter. And I'm looking, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not a Packers fan. I'm a Saints fan to the death. I appreciate greatness. That motherfucker with 12 on that jersey, all the shit you see people paying quarterback coaches to train their kids from high school, college, that motherfucker do that shit on the field in real fucking games, man. Man, I seen this motherfucker doing some footwork shit where it's like he never is frazzled. That throw he threw to fucking, I think it was Parker for that touchdown.
Yep.
That's like some Magic Johnson shit.
I've always liked Aaron Rodgers.
That was like some Magic Johnson. Like, James Worthy is going to be there. I don't know how.
No,
that ball, when he threw it and the angle I saw it on, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
no, he's legit.
He is legit as fuck. So everybody talking that shit. All
right.
Man, make all your State Farm commercials. Fuck all the actresses you want. Olivia Munn, Maria, Fuck all that dumb shit.
Okay,
Aaron.
So all right.
But
so
I heard you're a dick, Aaron. So I hope you're not a dick, man. Fuck.
I heard he's a dick too.
I've heard he's a dick from like people who.
Yeah, but I mean, there's only a couple quarterbacks that aren't dicks.
Yeah. You okay. Be, all right. Maybe you gotta be the head of the
ship. So you got Green Bay over Dallas in Dallas. You got that?
Okay. You want to score?
Yeah.
28-35.
Okay. Pittsburgh at Kansas City.
Pittsburgh. You want a summary or you just want a score?
Which both. I want both.
Let me give you a summary. Pittsburgh is going to keep going. All I'm telling my boy Tommy B, because he's my boy. He's my boy.
Hang on.
That's the one team you don't want to play.
You said it earlier, not today, but an earlier podcast. Le'Veon Bell is a fucking beast.
I'm glad the world, because you smoke a little weed, you miss four games here, you miss four games another season. The world don't understand. I seen this dude in person when he was playing at Michigan State.
All right.
And I knew back then, I was like, this dude is going to be fucking.
Yo,
he always looked like he was just saving it. Boom. And I mean.
But that's the thing, is you got Antonio Brown and Big Ben is hitting him.
Yes.
And if you look at
and
the new.
And if Darius Green get his shit together and the other receivers. They in trouble. I mean, I'm telling you, that's a badass team.
Now, here's the thing is, Kansas City, as they have been, they manage the clock.
Yeah, yeah.
They run the ball. Yeah. There's no downfield passes.
I watched the highlights. You saw that Pittsburgh defense. You saw Shazier out there with no shirt on.
I did.
Before the game. You saw him back it up with interceptions. B, they not fucking around. Them motherfuckers look hungry. They want this shit.
All right.
So, score on that one.
Yep.
28-7.
Oh, I don't like it.
In Kansas. You don't have to like it, motherfucker. That's cool.
All right.
28-7.
All right. Your boys, the Texans versus the Patriots.
How the fuck would they be, my boy?
You always talk about Houston.
35-0. I've never talked about Houston, but 35-0.
All right, yeah. That. I mean, the Patriots. Just sit Tom Brady. Don't even bother.
Brock Osweiler throws three interceptions. Or something. 35-0. Let Jimmy Garoppolo get some time.
Dog shit game. All right. The game I want to get to.
Batman versus Superman. What game you want to get to? Let me hit this shit.
You know. What hat do I have on?
Oh, shit. The
versus your fucking
Seahawks. Yeah, right. Versus my nemesis. Fucking nemesis. Yes. I'm going to tell y'all the story on this one.
I already got a score. I got a score for this.
Let me give you a summary.
Where? George Dome. Yeah.
Matt Ryan. I'm just going to say it. I always say it. Overrated. I'm not a hater.
100%
overrated.
Julio Jones makes him look great.
Watch what Richard Sherman do to Julio Jones this game.
He's gonna fuck him up.
He's gonna fuck him up. And I mean, he's gonna fuck him up.
If you
said it perfect, he should get that on a shirt. I'm gonna fuck him up because
You on Saturday?
He's gonna fuck him up.
I'm texting you during the game.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, number one, watch the Richardson catch.
Richardson catch, right?
And
right.
Then I said, yo. The Seahawks are gonna fuck the Falcons up.
I mean, I just, it seemed like they got it right. They know it. They
this was the most they ran.
But they've been waiting on Ross all fucking.
And
year.
He was he set the Seahawks record in a playoff game for rushing yards. That's over Marshawn Lynch.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah,
that's over Kurt Warner, not the quarterback, the running back.
That's over your other boy. Sean
Alexander, all of them. He set the fucking thing for that.
I told you.
So, he's ready to go. And Russ, first game without his fucking brace on, oh, boy.
Yeah, she get dang. I told you, though. I'm just glad our actual picks are still there.
Like, now, give me a score of that game.
Score that game in Atlanta, 28-14.
Okay, I think Atlanta will put up a couple.
Oh, I think they'll score one touchdown or two. I think they'll score a touchdown early, and they're going to hold them till after halftime. You'd be like, oh, shit. And it'll be like 21-7, and then Russell 14, get another
14-7,
one.
14-7, something like that.
I just think Russell's gonna show out. Because you got to understand, if Richardson had that game like you say he did in the highlights I saw, they're gonna plan some shit out now. Like, oh, okay, you ready to catch the ball?
No, now they're going to – now people are going to be on Richardson. You got Baldwin. You got Jimmy Graham.
You got Kirk still not getting his burn. Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody planning for Richardson. I'm sorry. They're not going to game plan for Richardson. Because they know if I go to Richardson, what the fuck are we going to do the rest of these motherfuckers?
They got the weapons.
You got to understand. This was week one. Oh, you don't know. Pete's sitting in the meeting room right now like, how can we get Devin Hester the ball on offense? Because you got to think about it.
I forgot. I totally forgot about it.
Sweep or some shit, just bring him off the sideline right before it's time to substitute, and you're like, boom. And they like, who the fuck? Boom, Hester on a sweep. And you're like, that's 14 yards.
Oh, dude, I like y'all squad.
I like
y'all. Yo, they're going to smoke him.
I like y'all squad. I'm serious. Just go represent for me in Atlanta.
Please. No.
Fuck, not please. Just, they're going to do it. So.
All right. All right, so then we got...
So wait, what's your score?
In that game?
I say 28-14.
I think it's going to be lower scoring than you think.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go like 20-14. I think it's going to be closer than you think.
What was the score in the
last game?
26-6. And I think he probably could have put up more points than that, though.
Yo, but your boys, I don't understand why the Giants, they fucking... put up such a fucking garbage-ass game. Your boy Odell was dropping every motherfucking pass. And if... Okay, you didn't... this sucks because you never get to watch the fucking games. All right. I'm watching the Seahawks game. And, of course, I'm happy that they win 26-6. Right. But the Lions receivers, they dropped every motherfucking pass. I'm like, what the fuck, Stafford? Like, it's not Stafford's fault. Like, they were seriously dropping every motherfucking pass.
It wasn't really Stafford's fault when Calvin Johnson was down them years. They fucking sucked on defense and all these other places. So, Stafford's always been a cool dude with me, but this the fuck, they don't have enough pieces, man. I don't know, the Lions always play like, they don't have that like dog in them, like that fucking...
Jim Caldwell doesn't do good in big games.
Man, that's what I be saying. Jim, I was with you, I seen him give you an extension, but god damn, Jim... They probably was thinking, like, we should have probably fired Jim and let Terrell Austin take over this fucking team.
Maybe.
Because you need somebody at this point. Like, you got to change the whole style up of that shit, man. It's like, even with Sean Payton, I love Sean Payton. I love our Super Bowls. But that same voice at this point probably got, we need something new to shake the shit up.
It's going to be getting a new quarterback. I mean, Breeze has got about a year left. Man,
Breeze said he's playing four more fucking years. So maybe one more in New Orleans, but he's definitely like, I'm playing more years. Yeah, remember, he's younger than Tom, and he plans on playing as long
good
as
point. Tom. Good point. Yeah. Honestly, that is.
And,
but
he said he got five more.
Okay, you listen and you watch ESPN.
Yeah.
They're all picking the 1 and 2 seeds. So basically they're picking
Patriots.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay. No, and then Dallas and Falcons. Nah. Which we're not picking.
No.
The only one that we're picking is fucking...
Tommy B.
Yeah. You can't go against him.
Man, that Pittsburgh shit, did you see that?
I know, dude. If it's Pittsburgh...
And I don't think they got loose. Check this out.
Okay, I don't care. I'm done saying that, like... we're taking too long for
you
shit.
You said that. Who
gives a fuck? We're talking. Yo, it's a podcast. If you don't like it, fucking turn it off. Yeah. All right.
Scratch your ass and fucking sniff your nose.
If what we're saying is true,
yeah,
and Green Bay does beat Dallas,
yeah,
they would have to go to Seattle.
Right. And they get this steak. No, it wouldn't even be a...
Ooh, hell.
It'd be a Terry on the side.
Terry was going to be... Ooh.
I'm telling you, what I saw from the highlights, they look like they figured something out. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck.
Everybody else
look like they got something going on. They look like, no, we just figured something out.
No, I mean, the defense looked great. But, again, it was Detroit, so, don't matter.
To me, they play everybody the same. We're going to play these a little less. Nah, they so intense. I like that. I told you.
Like, god damn. What? Pittsburgh at New England. What kind of game is that? Holy shit.
A beautiful one. If you like, golly.
And I'll even be a homer.
Yeah.
Green Bay at Seattle, it is a good game.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to see that. Okay, and at the same time, Seattle going to Dallas, I want to see that too. I don't care. Either way.
Just go there and bust him in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I told you, man, I'm going to say something to you, and I'm being serious about this. To this day, and I've seen a lot of Cowboys games this year, nobody has hit Dak Prescott. I like Dak Prescott. I've been liking him since Mississippi State. He's from Louisiana, a homegrown. I like Dak Prescott. I haven't seen nobody put him on his fucking ass one time to make him think about life. I haven't seen him dazed.
Yo, isn't my man hurt, though, from the Packers?
Who?
The linebacker?
No.
Clay Matthews?
No, he played.
Who the
Julius
fuck
Peppers played? No.
Oh, okay.
Because they was all celebrating. I seen that shit. I was like, no. Didn't he have a fumble? Yeah, they showed that shit 50 million times on the fucking SportsCenter. that they thought. I still didn't understand that one. They thought it was a fumble. And
yeah, that was stupid. That was weird.
Yeah, and I was like, I guess in live game, maybe I would have understood it, but I didn't understand.
No. The homeboy from the Texans, J.J. Watt, he's hurt.
Yeah, but Jadeveon Clowney is
playing. Dude, like he's playing. He's like playing like a number one pick.
Right, that's why.
I knew it would take him a year or two, but he's playing like a number one pick. So what? If he puts, one of the biggest upsets I'll ever see is if the Texans beat the Patriots.
One of the biggest upsets you will not see. It's a Texans beating the Patriots. I'm saying it because they're prepared just for that. Like, they're not going to slip. Like, if the Steelers going to beat them, they're going to beat them because, man to man, they're a better team. The Patriots would have to be a fucking, they would have to literally make every mistake in the world to lose that game to the fucking, because they can't even score.
Who's a better quarterback? Big Ben or Tommy B?
Come on, man. And I like Big Ben. Come on, B. Come on, B. Let's be serious. Come on.
How many has Big Ben lost?
I don't know, but how many?
Zero.
How many has Tommy won?
They have the exact same amount.
Five? What, Big Ben got two?
Five. He has three. And he lost two. Big Ben's never lost in the Super Bowl.
No. How many Super Bowl rings Tom got?
He's got three.
You're crazy. What kind of shit you been smoking, boy? We talking about Tommy B. Come on, boy. You tripping.
Yo.
Tommy got one less than Montana. I thought it was already tied Montana or some shit. I know Big Ben got two for sure.
I know that.
That man, how many times Super Bowl champion that man is?
How many times has he lost?
Yeah, he lost a few times. He's supposed to have seven right now, or six or some shit.
Okay, Tom Brady has won three Super Bowls.
You are fucking making that up.
I got it right there. Oh. What do you got?
Go down. Let me see. Super Bowl champion.
I'll go down on you.
Fucking pussy.
You handsome motherfucker. Hang on. No, it was up here. Hang on. Brady has won three Super Bowl MVPs. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. How many championships? Okay. Right.
Shut the fuck up. God damn it.
I can't believe he took two of Tom rings. And I'm not even I'm a fucking Saints fan. God damn.
There's no way he won five.
Yes. Super Bowl. Oh, my God.
Four.
I'm glad T listening to everybody at home. Like, come on, Brandon. God.
All right, he's got four.
And Big Ben got two.
He's got four, but that means that he has two losses as well.
Definitely. He's supposed to have six, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm with you.
Yeah. Big Ben has.
And Montana got what, five or four?
Four.
Okay.
He's tied.
That's my man. Joe Montana, that's my man. Hey.
Again, it goes down to this is very sports talk heavy, but.
I know.
I don't give a fuck.
This is very Black House Modern Times beer nitro.
Ooh, heavy. Hashtag kill him. Little Terrell just came in. Hang on a second. My snapping is off.
Damn. I thought that was his tap dancing.
Ooh. Here's the thing.
What?
I think that it's all based on coaching.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I think Bill is reminding them. Y'all stupid motherfuckers make one mistake.
No, because
y'all will go down in history as the people who lost to
people,
Tom Savage's
team.
And he like, do y'all want to be Tom Savage's loss? No, okay.
No, it ain't Tom Savage. Fucking stupid.
But I'm just saying, like, he got benched for Tom fucking Savage. So it was.
But the Raiders really should have put in the other guy.
But I think he really must have been brain dead at that point where Jack Del Rio's like, y'all ain't suing me after.
Yo, Jack Del Rio's the same guy who made the punter cut a piece of wood and it went right through his leg and he was out for the rest of the season.
Damn.
When he was in Jacksonville. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Then he was like, okay. And he brought a stump of wood in and an axe.
And the dude missed the stump.
And he mixed the stump and it went right through his leg and he was out for the whole season.
I seen the Jags hiring Doug Mahone and Coughlin is going to be the VP or the GM or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, y'all can hate sports talk, but you know what, baby? It's 2017.
Okay, so
I'm going in.
In about 2 hours, we got the game.
Okay.
The rematch.
Who you got?
I got Clemson.
I got Nick.
I got Clemson.
I got Nick, not even close.
I got Watson.
I got Watson freezing up.
Nope.
Got Deshaun.
Nope.
Deshaun, I think you're a cool
nope.
dude.
Nope.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Nope.
That freshman on the other side with them dreadlocks on his head, as a freshman, he going to be the motherfucker. Because he played so bad last game.
Wait, that's a quarterback?
That's somebody on receiver or some shit.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, I think he going to be the MVP. I think he's going to have a great game.
Jalen Hurts him bad.
Hurt him bad. Shout out to Hurt. I'm telling you. It's hey. So what you okay? What's your score? Give me a score. Fuck. What made you choosing Clemson just as they played them before? Don't tell me you gonna give me that sob story that they played them last year and they ready for them and all that shit.
The way that Clemson played that last game, I thought that they looked like fucking world beaters.
Alabama defense is ready to play the Patriots tomorrow. They might lose by about 20 points, but they're going to actually stop time about three times. So
28-17, Clemson.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go ridiculous. He won't go 28-17. I'm going Alabama 28, Clemson 3. Kill him.
Yo, Watson's going to kill
him. Kill him, Terry.
No, we can't have Watson on the show because you're hating on him, Doug.
I ain't really trying to hate him. I just think
He's my man.
Man, that fucking Alabama defense. You saw that
just
shit?
Just wait and see. Wait and see.
Yeah, 28-3. What you had?
28-17.
Okay.
28-3. Get the fuck out. You know it's not going to be like
that. Somebody's
going
to be right and somebody's going to be wrong.
Well, okay.
But like T-Liz said, you ain't never had a friend like me. Believe me.
Well, no, after the game, Nick Saban's going to smoke that Newport to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left.
And then he's going to get right on plane and start recruiting again and be like, got to get another one. They're like, Nick, slow down. Like, nah, fuck that. I got to get another one. They're like, Nick, how many more you want to get? I just got to get another one. He like a fucking championship junkie. I love it.
Does he smoke?
I don't know. Nick just seemed like a cool, like one of the people you get behind the scenes and you just be like, he is.
No, he seems like a penis.
He might be.
No, he seems like very like genuine. Like if he was sitting in, he's like, Mr. Joseph, like I'd like to recruit your son to play for Alabama. I know he's a running back, but we might branch him out to a wide receiver. Yeah. And but listen, my track record shows that he can go to the NFL because all my players.
I don't think he's a fake though. I do think he might be a dick, but I don't think he's a fake.
Was he not the coach at LSU?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. I told you I know Nick, okay. Man. Yeah, Nick. Nick OG. And Miami.
Is he got a hot... I bet he's married to someone who looks like they were on, like, the real Hollywood Housewives.
He is not. He really is not. And his daughter, he got a, you know, whole family. He's not. You know how Belichick...
Wait, what are you trying to say? His wife is a pig or what?
No, not at all. But she's not one of them, like... You know, her best days was probably in the 70s. But like Belichick, his new wife is like some blonde.
Wait, Belichick has a new wife?
Well, you know he got divorced from his, so it's his girlfriend because they never got married, him and the new chick.
Okay.
But he's been with her for like 6+ years. But she is like one of them blonde, like she used to be a pageant queen and shit.
Like Botox and all that kind of shit?
You know, I don't know. But Bill a gangster, so shout out to Bill.
All right. But so Nick Saban, same way. His chick is like she's...
No, but this is wife. Like, they got all the kids together and shit, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Shout out to Nick.
Shout out.
Shout out to the motherfucking podcast. Liquor license. Liquor license. Damn good, too.
Here's the title for the thing.
You can't mean a geek off the streets.
Movies and sports.
You got to be handy with the steel, you know what I mean? Earn your keep. Liquor license.
Mount up.
They don't want to hear us. They're like, y'all motherfuckers, it's crazy.
People are just turning off right now. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? All right. How about your boys, the Cavaliers, the Warriors?
Cavaliers? Oh, fuck the Cavaliers. You know, I'll get into it.
Dude.
Let me see what's on this list. Shit. You talking about the king. Italians in New Jack City. You are fucking stupid.
Okay. You know
Come
what?
On, man. Let me see.
No. Hang on, goddammit. Hang on. That motherfucking has been on there since I did Looking Good Radio in 2004.
Who came shoot up the wedding?
In 2014. Let's
talk about that. No. The ones who shot up. Oh, that's movie talk. Hold on.
I want to talk about that. They make him so racist.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this.
It's always a fat dude sitting at the bar like, Negroes.
No.
They go, Mulianis.
Yeah, these Mulianis. He's got a fucking rocket for a dick.
He got a fucking rocket. For a dick. Like, what the fuck? He's Jordan. He's still in the sky. His dick
and
is
they're
in the
watching,
clouds.
They're watching the TV, and the TV is like one of those
Boston,
old ass
Boston
fucking...
and the Bulls.
I've been waiting on that one for years to talk about that.
Well, we got that one in. So, what's fireman training? Give me that one. Let me pick some off the wall shit.
All right, fireman training will end us. Cross the way. All right, like two apartments
Club
over.
Club Sylvia
to that way. There used to be two firemen.
Oh, I saw that. We were sitting out there that day, and they rolled up.
Yeah.
It was like four.
And it was a white dude, mm-hmm. and he was married to a black chick, mm-hmm. and they would bring over like the newbies, and they would make them roll up shit, and they'd make them do push-ups and shit. All
in
like
the complex?
Like right there, like on their fucking patio.
Yeah, I seen them walking out into.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why they left, but.
It's like a fraternity, I guess.
Yeah. But, like, I applied for the fire department when I first moved out here. And they were like, they just looked at me like I was an asshole.
Too bad
like,
there wasn't across the hall from me, like,
hey. Giving me training?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, run up your steps. That's like, y'all don't know this, but he has this weird hate for CrossFit. He can't understand the beauty in running around a building and doing push-ups.
It's stupid.
And,
it's a waste of money. CrossFit
and
sucks.
And taking a Coke can and tossing it up five times and then going in 7-Eleven and getting a big gulp and then holding on your head as you run across the street again. Then you go back across the street and then you do some tricep.
You pick up like a weight and you move it to the other side and then you're going to move it back again.
Yeah, he hates CrossFit. Y'all, if y'all didn't know that
I do. CrossFit is probably the dumbest shit ever.
CrossFit.
It's stupid.
So the man who invented CrossFit is not coming on here.
Go fuck yourself, man who invented CrossFit. Now, what's the Playboy's name from Under Armour? Something Plank?
Plank.
Michael Plank?
Not Michael. Damn, what's my boy Plank
Well,
name,
whatever.
Man?
Anyways, he should come on the air because of how much we like his products.
He does have some good underwear.
Don't say.
So Under Armour.
He's good got good everything, dog. He might even have like a good penis. Who knows? I don't know. You ever think about it?
No, I don't, sir.
You never think about the creator of Under Armour's penis?
Penis, no.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm going to leave you guys on this.
Oh, shit.
All right. This week, you put your pants on one leg at a time.
One leg at a time, baby.
And guess what? Think about the underwear that you're wearing.
Yeah.
And if it's Under Armour, think about the owner's penis.
Never. You ain't never had a friend like me. Believe that. You ain't never had a friend like me. See, at night I watch the sky, I take another breath, I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left. Just me and you evading enemies, let you get my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Remember memories so vividly. Was once a little dust kicker, now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail, sending me mail. Heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed, niggas slanging at the same place. The same faces, supposed to always hate our foes. This lifestyle is forever, watch the game unfold. Shedding crocodile tears, just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. How can I be blamed? Forgive me, Lord, I'm insane. In search of fame, won't hurt to change. Following the footsteps of past dealers, equipped with ski masks, no witnesses, we blast squillers. Maybe now they feel us in this act of war. More casualties, no survivors. Any man that defies quickly dies, cause we ride us in my quest for chips. We wear vests equipped with automatic fire. We reply when my enemies trip. Me and you against the nation, whispering while we conversating, cause niggas died over information. How much more can we take? Expect us all to break the world. Ain't ready for us yet, so let's make Clinton pay. They never wanted us to make it. Everything that we possess, we had to fight and take it. I think the president is smoking weed, bumping his beat, making a living out my misery. Till he got a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Promise to visit, I know it's rough in your cell, receiving mail to the county jail. This is hell, when I was younger, I could picture living in luxury, so how the fuck did I end up in prison? Fucking snitches that got me close by my own side. I found him by himself, no drama, he alone died. Nobody cried,
should've never testified. You got my nigga 25, so now I sacrifice your life. Help to separate me and my dog. Broken ties, why the fuck should I let you live? When I'm dead inside, rapid fire my delivery. I'm busting at your whole crew, nigga, remember me. Hit up my outlaw set, then throw my pistol in the ocean. Ditch my ski mask and get the straight coasting. It's visiting day at San Quentin, always there to see your closest road dog. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me.